sky, and your spirit is one with me. Your wings span the mighty ocean. Your eyes see everything. The slightest of your motions can make the continents ring. Yet in all your might.
When you go up to the tank, 8:30, tell me.
Just another story. Mixed meanings of man-made lies. They tell of how you fell from the sky.
Nope.
Your once proud beauty of flame to vanish from your throne on high.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of the Free American Hour. I'm your host, Clay Douglas. And I'm trying to get on the internet right now. But be patient with me for just a second and let me get this information in. And what we're going to talk about today is, well, just a little bit out of a textbook. But I don't think it's going to be too boring because it's the information is taken from a Russian textbook on psychopolitics. Yeah. And another name for that is mind control. Mind control or brainwashing. Now, some people are more susceptible to that than others. People like old John McCain, for instance. Some people are can be subjected to pain, and they'll cave in right away. John McCain was offered better treatment and bought into it. And then kind of proudly walked around the Hanoi Hilton in the company accompanied by officers of the Viet Cong. And that's a front runner. That's a front runner in the race for president right now. And we'll talk about that when we get it back. We'll be right back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
It just keeps not working.
Look at the car.
We're back. And evidently I can't get on the internet here. I don't know why. But I'll keep trying here. I'll keep trying to get connected here. This textbook that I'll be sharing with you today spells out methods which secret communists use to alter the loyalties of American citizens, then use these citizens, especially those in government positions, to take control of the nation. It describes these ingenious and effective methods of mind control, called psychiatry and psychology, which are promoted as forms of mental healing. Needless to say, communists do not want Christian Americans to know these are false sciences by which they gain control of the minds of the people. Okay. Yeah, we know. Okay. The In the 1950s, a disenchanted communist published this paraphrased version and distributed several thousand copies. The secret American communists immediately ridiculed him and the book and tried in many ways to prevent distribution. That former communist died in the 1970s, and this book was reprinted. Americans have heard of this type, or this art of mind control, by the term brainwashing, a term coined by Ed Hunter, a famous war correspondent. Ed Hunter wrote a number of books in the 50s on the methods used by the communists to capture whole nations by mental subversion. But Ed Hunter's book had very little distribution in America, and perhaps only a few thousand Americans really understood his warnings about mind control. Ed Hunter's book called The Black Book on Red China showed that the secret processes used by the Red Chinese to capture that nation of 400 million people were identical to the secret techniques being used in America and in Europe on the people of the Christian West. In his books and his lectures in America in the 50s and 60s, Ed Hunter told his audience that the only defense against brainwashing was to know how it is done. He argued convincingly that any person who understands the techniques of brainwashing cannot be brainwashed. He said knowledge of brainwashing is vaccination against it. So we will try to we'll try to do that for you. And Lieutenant Colonel Jack Moore, who helped put out this book, says a great and almost secret war is being waged by red communists against Christians and Christianity. A red author once wrote, books are weapons in the war of ideas. And lectures and studies that we're going to talk about here are two weapons, psychiatry and psychology. Now, I told you about Billy Miller. Billy Miller is a historian. His mother and friends are up on my website. They're put there. Billy Miller has been put in jail. And pretty much drugged out of existence by psychiatrists who say he's mentally incompetent. They told my wife I would never be, I might never be the same, and she needed to get guardianship of me. Put me in long-term care, a rest home, a mental facility because of a brain injury that did not exist. Yeah, I might have had a little bit of blood on my brain. Yeah, I might have had a little bump on the head, a little hole in the skull. Yeah, might have had that. But it was the drugs that rendered me incompetent for 3 months. It was the drugs that rendered Billy Miller, on a misdemeanor charge, was suddenly drugged and put in a mental institution. And I've noticed up on the website, up on the internet, there is time and time again, information. Or as, let me put that, restate that, as for psychologists, make money as a psychologist. And under the Veterans Disarmament Act, under the Veterans Disarmament Act, they will take the guns away from the Vietnam veterans or the Gulf War veterans. I need a key, baby. I need a key for this internet or something. Tell them it's not connecting for me. Okay. The, what's that?
Can't get you on the cell
from up here. No, just take your time. That's all right.
End it.
You got 15 minutes till the office opens anyway.
I know. By the time I get down there, they'll probably get the... Take him for
and just in case you're not aware of it, boy, ladies and gentlemen.
Come on, baby. Let's go for a walk. Go out. Let's go out. Come on. Let's go out. Let's go for a walk.
Oh. The Red World, I mean, the plan for communism has always been one world government. And they use the Jews to get this, to do this. Peggy, watch it.
No. Peggy, get back.
Come here, Peggy. Come here, baby. Come here. Okay. They, They've used the Jews, they've used Protocols, the Elders of Zion, they've used communism, they've used Russia. We united with Russia to go against Germany that was standing up to them. And I'm not saying Hitler was right, I'm not the one who was neo-Nazis. Because in my mind, all of those things, they're simply... the same thing. You know, the Aryan nations, talking about white pride and all that, they're trying to raise you up against the blacks, raise you up against the Mexicans, raise you up against the Jews, when we should all be standing together and going, no, we're not going to be fooled. No, we won't do that. And Jesus Christ told his followers, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, and they did, they will also persecute you. They have and they are. And Jesus also said, in the world, ye Christians shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And I'm going to give you a 1936 speech by Leventa Beria, the Jewish head of the Soviet secret police. Confidently predicted the communists would eventually have dominion over the minds and bodies of every important person in America, and it would bring the quiet communist conquest of the nation. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the car device. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes. And they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Give you now is kind of a, well, it's an address by Laventia Beria given to hand-picked American students who were sent to Moscow for indoctrination. Let's see, who do we know? Who do we know that went to Moscow for indoctrination? A president of the United States, perhaps? Like Bill Clinton? Now, they laugh about that. They laugh about Bill Clinton being a KGB agent. But the fact is, because they said Now, we know he wasn't a KGB agent because he was up. He was CIA. We recruited him in college. But, folks, CIA agents who have come out of the beast have told people that the CIA, the KGB, and the Mossad are so interconnected and infiltrated that they might as well be the same organization. That's right. In other words, they are all the same organization. And people like me and you, because you are listening to me, are a threat. Because if we understand that we're being brainwashed, that the television is subjecting us to programming, I mean, they're right out front about it, aren't they? They're right out front about it. They tell you, oh, yeah, we're doing programming here. And what do you do about it? Well, this address by Berea says, American students at London University, I welcome your attendance. At these classes on psychopolitics, psychopolitics is an important, if less known, division of geopolitics. It's less known because it must necessarily deal with highly educated personnel, the very top strata of mental healing. By psychopolitics, our chief goals are effectively carried forward to produce a maximum of chaos in the culture of the enemy is our first, most important step. Our fruits are grown in chaos, distrust, economic depression, and scientific turmoil. At last, a weary populace can seek peace only in our offered communist state. At last, only communism can resolve the problems of the masses. To achieve these goals, the psychopolitician must crush every homegrown variety of mental healing in America. If you're what do they call me now? What are they passing along with? Homegrown terrorist. Homegrown terrorism. Radical ideas. They want to crush us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cartivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cartivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. Okay, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
All right, we're back here. A psycho politician must work hard to produce a maximum chaos in the fields of mental healing. To achieve these goals, a psycho politician must crush every homegrown variety of mental healing in America. Actual teachings of James Eddy, Pentecostal Bible faith healers amongst your misguided people must be swept aside. They must be discredited, defamed, arrested, stamped to bone by even their own government until there's no credit in them, and only communist-oriented healing remains. You must work until every teacher of psychology, unknowingly or knowingly, teaches only communist doctrine under the guise of psychology. You must labor until every doctor or psychiatrist is either a psychopolitician or an unwitting assistant to your aims. You must labor until we have dominion over the minds and bodies of every important person in your nation. You must achieve such disrepute for the state of insanity and such authority over its pronouncement that none one statesman so labeled could again be given credence by his people. You must work until suicide arising from mental imbalance is common and calls forth no general investigations or remarks. 6,000 soldiers committed suicide last year. And Billy Miller, an Iraq vet, being held in mental institution. And they say right here, with the institutions for the insane you have in your country, prisons, which can hold a million persons, can't hold them without civil rights or any hope of freedom. And upon these people can be practiced shock and surgery, so they will never again will they draw a sane breath. You must make these treatments common and accepted, and you must sweep aside any treatment or any group of persons seeking to treat by effective means. You heard of George Hansen, folks, the diesel therapy he was subjected to. You've heard of Ezra Pound, 13 years in an insane asylum. And I've got his story in the Free American. This address is given by Lavincia Bercia. He said, you must dominate as respected men the fields of psychiatry and psychology. You must dominate the hospitals and universities. You must carry forward the myth that only a European doctor is competent in the field of insanity, and thus excuse amongst you the high incidence of foreign birth and training. If and when we seize Vienna, you shall then have a common ground meeting and can come and take your instructions as worshippers of Freud, along with other psychiatrists. And, folks, Freud's nephew, Bernay, is the person that gave us a whole mind control programming of television to make it okay to smoke so millions of Americans can die from tobacco. Psychopolitics is a solemn charge. With it, you can erase our enemies as insects. You can cripple the efficiency of leaders by striking insanity into their family through the use of drugs. You can wipe them away with testimony as to their insanity. Hi, Mr. Douglas. Do you know why you're here? Not really. Well, you're here so I, a psychiatrist, can determine if you are competent. I see. That's why I don't understand. Of course I'm competent. By our technologies, you can even bring about insanity itself when they seem to resist you. My lawyer told me that the halcyon and Haldol I was fed caused insanity. You can change your loyalties by psychopolitics. Given a short time with a psychopolitician, you can alter forever the loyalty of a soldier in our hands, or a statesman or leader in his own country, or you can destroy his mind. And by the way, the people that gave this to us, the person that's lecturing here, the Russians were in charge. The communists were in charge in Vietnam at the Hanoi Hilton when they got John McCain. However, you labor under certain dangers. It may happen that remedies for our treatments may be discovered. It may occur that a public hue and cry may arise against mental healing. It may thus occur that all mental healing might be placed in the hands of ministers and be taken out of the hands of our psychologists and psychiatrists. But the capitalist thirst for control, capitalist inhumanity, and the general public terror of insanity can be brought to guard against these things. But should they occur, should independent researchers actually discover means to undo psychopolitical procedures, you must not rest, you must not eat or sleep, you must not spend one tiniest bit of available money to campaign against it, to discredit it, try to strike it down, and render it void. By any effective means, all of our actions and researchers could be undone. Why have the militia been demonized? Why have the Minutemen been demonized? Why have, folks, this is what is happening here. And they tell you right here, use the courts, use the judges, use the constitution of the country, use its medical society and its laws to further our ends. Do not stint in your labor in this direction. And when you have succeeded, you will discover you can now affect your own legislation at will, and you can by careful organization, by human societies, by constant campaign about the terrors of society. By pretense as to your effectiveness, make your capitalist himself, by his own appropriations, finance a large portion of this quiet communist conquest of the country. Lindsey Williams, the person I played yesterday, told you that's exactly what was happening with the oil companies. You were financing your own destruction. Go back and listen to what Lindsey Williams told you. And what have I told you? The war on terror is a war against anyone who doesn't want one world government. The communist plan is for one world government. They use Judaism. They use the false Jews from Russia. The Khazars came from Russia. The Mongols came from Russia. And they killed 50 million Russians to turn it into a communist country. And if you think they won't do it here, you're wrong. Use the judges. Use the courts. They are doing that. My psychopolitics create chaos. Leave a nation leaderless. Kill our enemies. And bring to earth, through communism, the greatest peace man has ever known. And then the... I see it'll be in the language of communism. Peace means cessation of hostility against communism. The history and definition of psychopolitics follows. Although punishment for its own sake may not be entirely without recompense, it is nevertheless true that the end and the goal of all punishment is the indoctrination of the person being punished with an idea, whether that idea be one of restraint or obedience, in that any ruler has, beyond time, beyond memory, from time beyond memory, needed the obedience of his subjects in order to accomplish his ends. He has thus resorted to punishment. This is true in every state and tribe in the history of man. Today, Russian culture has evolved more certain and definite methods of aligning security and the loyalty of persons and populaces and of enforcing obedience among them. This modern outgrowth of old practices called psychopolitics. The stupidity and narrowness of nations not blessed with Russian reasoning has caused them to rely upon practices which are today too ancient and outmoded for the rapid and heroic pace of our time, and in view of the tremendous advance of Russian culture in the field of mental technology, begun with the glorious work of Pavlov and carried forward so ably by later Russians, it would be strange that an art and science would not evolve, totally devoted to the aligning of loyalties and extracting the obedience of individuals and multitudes. Thus, we see that psychopolitical procedures are natural outgrowths of practices as old as man, practices which are current in every group of men throughout the world. Thus, it is psychopolitical procedures. There is no ethical problem, since it is obvious and evident that man is already coerced against his will to the greater good of the state, whether by economic gains or indoctrination into the wishes and desires of the state. Basically, man is an animal. He is an animal which has been given a civilized veneer. Man is a collective animal, grouped together for his own protection before the threat of the environment. Thus, those who group and control him must then have in their possession specialized techniques to direct the vigors and energies of the animal men toward greater efficiency in the accomplishment of the goals of the state. psychopolitics in one form or another have long been used in Russia, but the subject is all but unknown outside the borders of our country, save only where we have carefully transplanted our information where it can be used for the greater good of the nation. The definition of psychopolitics follows. Psychopolitics is an art and science of asserting and maintaining dominion over the thoughts and loyalties of individuals, officers, bureaus, masses, and affecting of the conquest of enemy nations through mental healing. The subject of psychopolitics breaks down into several categories, each a natural and logical proceeding from the last. Its first subject is the Constitution and anatomy of man himself as a political organism. The next is an examination of man as an economic organism, as this might be controlled by his desires. The next classification of state goals for the individual and masses. The next is the examination of loyalties. The next is a general subject of obedience. The next is an anatomy of the stimulus response mechanisms of man. The next is a subject of shock and endurance. The next is categories of experience. The next is the catalyzing and aligning of experience. The next is the use of drugs. The next is the use of implantation. The next is the general application of psychopolitics within Russia. The next is the organization and use of counter-psychopolitics. The next is the use of psychopolitics and the conquest of foreign nations. The next is the psychopolitical organizations outside Russia, their composition and activity. The next is the creation of a slave philosophy in a hostile nation. The next is countering anti-psychopolitical activities abroad. And the final one, the destiny of psychopolitical rule, is a scientific age. This might be added to many subcategories, such as nullification of modern weapons by psychopolitical activity. The strength and power of psychopolitics cannot be overestimated, particularly when it is used in a nation decayed by pseudo-intellectualism, where exploitation of the masses combines readily with psychopolitical actions, and particularly with the greed of capitalistic or monarchical regimes, has already brought about an overwhelming incident of neurosis, which can be employed as a groundwork of psychopolitical action and psychopolitical core. It is part of your mission, student, to prevent psychopolitical activity to the detriment of the Russian state, just as it is your mission to carry it forward in your nation and outside it. You are so assigned the missions and goals of psychopolitics. No agent in Russia could be even remotely effective without thorough grounding in psychopolitics. You will carry forward with you a Russian trust to use well what you are learning here. And organization after organization, folks, has been built up the Council on Foreign Relations, Trilateral Commission. How about this one? The U.S. Arms Control and Disarmament Agency is to strengthen the national security of the United States by formulating, advocating, negotiating, implementing, and verifying effective arms control, nonproliferation, disarmament policy, strategies, agreements. In doing so, the U.S. ACDA Arms Control Disarmament Agency ensures that arms control is fully integrated into the development and conduct of the United States national security policy. Oh, and the ACDA's fiscal 1999 budget was set at $43.4 million. Wow. All right. Let me see. Let me see if we can get on the... Republic Broadcasting chat. We're trying that. Trying to get on there. My number here, folks, if you want to call in, if you want to talk to me about this, My number is 800-313-9443. I'll take calls. But it won't be for very long here. We're almost out of time.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Give you a hint of what the results of psychopolitics are in Russia that we've been sharing with you. And I'll continue this on my next show on Truth, broadcast on Truth for the second hour. The 30%. 30% of the 101,344 newborns in Moscow last year. 30% were children of migrant parents from the former Soviet republics and other foreign countries. A share far greater than these groups now form in the city's population, and one that means their percentage of residents will increase even if in-migration slows. And because this figure includes only births officially registered, sometimes something illegal immigrants often do not do, and only those which took place in the city, something the same group sometimes avoids by having the mother travel home before giving birth, and almost certainly understates rather than overstates this trend. After the city's statistical office released the data this week, including a partial ethnic breakdown of non-Russian births, there's been an intense discussion about them in the ethnic communities who welcomed this development and the immigration group who feared and opposed it, and Moscow officials are seeking to cope. Another ethnic group whose leaders saw this as a positive development, especially given recent attacks against their members, are the Azerbaijanis, who many say now form the largest minority here. And those upset by this report included the Movement Against Illegal Immigration, who yesterday posted a report about this data in ways they believe the city authorities are encouraging this change rather than defending the city's Russian character. Folks, that's happening here. What was the psychopolitics to create chaos? The most interesting aspect of this discussion involves a statement of Moscow city officials on what they are doing to protect the growing non-Russian component of the city and integrate its younger members via the educational system into the city's life. The head of the Moscow City Duma Commission on Religion, Science, and Education announced at the end of the last week, the city will provide schooling and medical care of these children regardless whether their parents are legal or illegal immigrants. All right, my number, folks, if you want to support me, go to freeamerican.com, make a donation, or call 888-678-1444. I am your voice of liberty.